Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It's week two of NFL picks. Hey, last week against the spread, I was 12-3, 80%. Take that every week, right? I'm doing this on my iPhone while I'm walking the dog, so you know how fun that can be. Anyways, I'm going to start out with New England at home playing Arizona Cardinals, laying 13.5. I think Arizona's just that bad, and New England's just that good, and it's big for a reason, so take the Patriots, lay the big points. Oakland Raiders at Miami Dolphins. Miami's at home, and they're getting, you know, this one has a couple different spreads on it. I'm seeing anywhere between Oakland -1 to -2.5. I like any of those spreads. I think the Dolphins are just that bad, too. I think lots of interceptions, no defense. I think Oakland's really going to get untracked after their week of mistakes in San Diego last week. So, or actually, it was at home, right? Playing the Chargers. So actually, take the Raiders. And give the anywhere from -1 to -2.5. Hopefully, you can get -1. Ah, the dog's fighting on the leash. Okay. Indianapolis is at home playing the Vikings. And it looks like Indianapolis is getting 3 points. I like taking 3 points at home. Neither of these teams are going anywhere, but I think less so for the Vikings. And I think Andrew Luck showed some promise last week, and I think he'll get better and better as the weeks go on, and I think Minnesota will just kind of, you know, be Minnesota. So, that's that. Houston Texans at Jacksonville Jaguars. This is a little tougher. It's a 7-point spread. Houston giving 7 to Jacksonville. Jacksonville's not very good, right? Houston's a lot better. They showed it in Miami last week. So I'm tempted here, even though I don't really like this one. I don't know if I'd actually bet on it if I was at the casino, but let's go ahead and bet on it. Let's take Houston and give the 7. Let's be a believer in the Texans. Cleveland's playing Cincinnati. Cincinnati is giving 7 points. I think that's too much for Cincinnati. Cincinnati, I don't think they should ever be favored by 7 points unless they were playing the Dolphins. So I'm going to go ahead and take Cleveland +7 on the road. And, you know, maybe last week wasn't a fluke when they played Philadelphia. They kept it tight, right? So taking Cleveland. Was that Cleveland? Anyways, let's go on. Kansas City's at Buffalo. Buffalo's giving 3. Buffalo got pounded last week. And, you know, I continue to believe that Buffalo's a very inconsistent team. But they're playing the Chiefs, and Chiefs, you know, they're going to be inconsistent as well. I'm, you know, going to go ahead and take the home team and give 3 points to Kansas City. So take Buffalo -3. Baltimore at Philadelphia. This one's a little tougher. I see -1 on the point spread. So looks like the Eagles are a 1-point favorite, and I don't like the Eagles. I think the Ravens are better balanced. Looks like there's some injuries on the Eagles as well, so I'll go ahead and take the Ravens +1 on the road. The Saints are playing the Panthers. Looks like a 2.5-point spread. The Saints giving the Packers 2.5. Is that right? And I'm not a big believer in Carolina. I think they got their little suspect at wide receiver. And I think New Orleans is going to bounce back after last week. So I'd take the Saints and give the 2.5. Tampa Bay's playing the New York Giants. This is a tough spread. This is -7 for the Giants. They're at home playing the Bucks. The Bucks, I don't think they're very good. You know, I'm looking for New York. They've had a lot of time to think about that Dallas loss. I'm looking for them to bounce back, and I think they'll crush Tampa Bay. So let's go ahead and take the Giants, lay the 7 points. Dallas is at Seattle, -3. Take the Cowboys, give the 3. Seattle's no good. Washington Redskins at St. Louis. It looks like the Redskins are giving 3.5 to the Rams at home. That's a very tough point spread because that hook, right? I don't like the Rams. I think the Rams are going to be underachievers, and they're bad to begin with, right? And I think that the Redskins, they surprised me last week. They looked a little bit better. So let's hand it to RG3. Let's see it get off to a hot start, and he's playing the Rams, and that'll help. So I would take the Redskins and give the 3.5. The Titans are at San Diego. San Diego is favored by 7. I don't really trust Phillip Rivers that much, but they're playing the Titans, and the Titans are all kinds of awful. And Nick Caden can kick the ball, right? We saw that last week against Oakland, so He might kick 10 field goals in this game. Let's go ahead and take the Chargers and give 7 points to the Titans. The Jets are playing the Steelers. The Steelers are 5-point favorites. The Jets are roared off last week, right? They had that huge game, but there's some questions about some of their defensive players this week. They might have some injuries going. With Pittsburgh -5, I like Pittsburgh to bounce back and win. Can they cover the 5? It'll be tough, but let's go ahead and lay the 5 to the Jets on the fact that their defense may have a down week with Del Revis out. So take the Steelers, give the 5. This is another one. This is Detroit at San Francisco. San Francisco's a 7-point favorite. You know, I don't think San Francisco's got the offensive firepower to score a ton of points. I think they can, you know, they can win, they can beat teams, but I think a lot of it's going to be due to their defense. And Detroit, you know, it's got a pretty okay offense, so I'm going to go ahead and take the points on this one. I'll take Detroit +7 against the Niners at San Francisco. Monday night should be a good one. Denver at Atlanta. Atlanta's a 3-point favorite. Peyton Manning, Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan's another one I don't trust. He had a great week last week. Might be some injuries to Roddy White on the outside. Maybe I'm going to go ahead and take the 3 points. I'm going to think Peyton Manning's going to continue to roll with Denver. Take Denver +3. Hey, that's it. Week 2. Good luck.